Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. In Sunday's first round of French presidential elections, voters chose two radically different candidates. Former French economy minister and banker Emmanuel Macron and National Front leader Marine Le Pen emerged as the top two vote-getters. They will face off in the decisive second round May 7th. Macron, described as a centrist who strongly supports the European Union, the rightist 48-year-old Marine Le Pen has railed against globalization and could take the country out of the European Union. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has arrived in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced visit to discuss the country's security situation with political and military leaders. This visit comes days after about 10 Taliban militants killed at least 140 people in the deadliest insurgent raid on an Afghan military base in 16 years. Mattis acknowledged receiving reports that Russia had been funding and sending weapons to the Taliban.
We will engage with Russia diplomatically. We'll do so where we can. But we are going to have to confront Russia where what they're doing is contrary to international law or denying the sovereignty of other countries, for example. Any weapons being funneled here from a foreign country would be a violation of international law.
Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday urged restraint toward North Korea during a phone conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump, their second since their Florida summit earlier this month. Mr. Trump also spoke with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about North Korea. The Japanese leader said he agreed on the need for restraint and called Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs a problem.